Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And the Bahamians aren't prepared to stand up and fight and defend their own Bahamas, then you don't deserve to have it.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is January 5th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we discuss who's Bahamas is this anyway. Right? We're going to have a discussion on what is a Bahamian or what a Bahamian should look like and what exactly are they entitled to. Are we privileged people? Are we entitled people? But I want to have the discussion based on exactly what Sir Lyndon said. And I let that play again, once more again, right? And I just indicated to the producer just to play it as I listen to. So play it one more time.
And the Bahamians aren't prepared to stand up and fight and defend their own Bahamas, then you don't deserve to have it.
Don't deserve to have it. And if Bahamians aren't prepared to stand up and fight, then you just don't deserve to have it. So this is where my discussion have. We're just about to march toward majority rule, where it's a national holiday, a holiday for all Bahamians, right? It's a civil rights holiday where one man equal one vote, where the majority of people has a voice to say and an input, and that majority rules, right? We keep up under a system where the minority once ruled and the majority basically had no rights. But I want to identify what is it that makes us Bahamian? And also, whose Bahamas is this anyway? I start the conversation juxtaposed to the idea that there are people who seem to have more rights than Bahamians. And if that is so, then I have a problem with that. And I want to know if you have the problem with that. The number today are 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. Right? So I will start off this conversation by asking the question, what is a Bahamian? The Bahamas and subsequently the term Bahamian is a legal construct. Right? It came into existence, the Bahamas and Bahamians came into existence by way of our Constitution. The Constitution gives right, gives life, breathes air, gives existence to what is a Bahamian, what is the Bahamas, through law. So we are a legal construct. Therefore, the term Bahamian is a legal construct. But There is a narrative which says that some Bahamians should have more rights than other Bahamians. And I'm saying, is that even possible? Is someone who would be, organic Bahamian has more rights in law than someone who is a Bahamian citizen who the law gives rights to, right? And then by that, I want to have a conversation about once upon a time, there was people who did not want to pay taxes, right? And they wrote our prime minister and said, we just want to be left alone. You know, we are prepared to invest in your country, but we ain't want to be technically associated, dealt with, fool with it, molested with by you all. We are a gated community. Y'all do y'all and we'll do us. There's a different type of law, I assume, here. In fact, I see you want to raise our taxes and say, man, no. If you want to stay here, we ain't paying it. And of course, the prime minister then just rolled back and things changed. They were, because these people were special. And I want to ask, are we the owners of the Bahamas? I mean, the majority of us, the people who were born here, the people who got citizenship here, the people who have rights here, is the Bahamas made for us? Or by virtue of what the government is doing, it's made for the foreign direct investor? And I say this, I'm quick to say this and try to explain this more. So when you join in, you can understand exactly what I'm trying to say. Our government have given a certain set of people privileges. And that means that by the foreign direct investor, they're good now, right? But they give them, they tell them that you ain't got to pay those exorbitant taxes you's paying your home country. Come here. You don't got to pay no income tax. You know, you get a low property tax. You know, you get permanent residence for investing, right? You get access to our prime minister that he could come to your parties and he could get a letter directed to him, you know? Do they have more rights? I'm saying that even though we have independence, that's a different show as we march towards independence 50th anniversary, right? Are the colonizers, those who colonize us, still in charge of this plantation? And we are the managers of this plantation. Is it that we got political rule, but not necessarily economic rule? And that's what this conversation is about, right? And that is what I want you to call in and talk to me, or even text me to say, whose Bahamas is this, right? Saying, this text says, morning, Mr. C.A. Nuri. Can you please tell me where I can get that clip from Sir Lyndon, please? Also, the clip when he said, if you don't know how to fish, cut bait. And if you don't know how to cut bait, then get on the boat. Please help. I'll write down your number and send you that clip. Because it's an inspirational clip. It's like foreboding, forewarning Bahamians that there will be people who will come and take this Bahamas from us. So let me quicken to say this, add this to the conversation. There are a group of people who have emigrated to the Bahamas. And for all pretense, it seems as if they get access to free land. Mind you, the government claim they don't own it and they can run them off one of these days. But generations after generations are squatting on land that Bahamians cannot squat on. And surely, I have to ask, whose Bahamas is this? We know that there are a certain set of people who get access to electricity. And I don't necessarily meaning just those people who squat on the land, but certain people supposed to be on the list that you don't have to pay the electricity now. It could be any amount of money, right? Whereas if your electricity goes over $100 or if you miss the payment, they turn you off. So I'm forced to ask, whose Bahamas is this? Because it seems as if certain other people have more rights than me. Right? I see I already have a caller here, and I want you to pass that caller through. And I want you to run that Lyndon clip one more time after I finish speaking with the caller. Then I want you to play that second clip for me right after that, okay? Go ahead, caller. Welcome to Guardian Radio. This is Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, comrade. How are you?
I'm comrade with yours, man. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, you asked a myriad of questions. Which one do you want me to answer first?
You start, and I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay. Financially, Bahamians do not own the Bahamas. The Bahamas was owned by the Canadians from whence we came.
No, you got to explain that, because I don't know how we related to Canadians.
Okay. Let me explain it to you. After the abolition of slavery in 1833, 1834, Canada was independent basically before we were. They were also a British colony, the Canadians. When we got our abolition of slavery, the Canadians approached the Brits to purchase the Bahamas, the Bahama Islands.
Madness.
But the Brits told the Canadians they couldn't do that because, you know, how it was going to look. I just free them people and you going around to purchase them. Well, the Brits got back to the Canadians, say, okay, here's what we could do. You put your financial institutions there and the borrower is slave to the lender. So you look around the landscape and you see how many Canadian banks that are here. So financially, the Canadians and to a lesser extent the foreigners owns the Bahamas. Now, in terms of an indigenous Bahamian, because there are very many classes of Bahamians.
So you're talking about the Arawaks again?
No, I ain't talking about them.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Back to the Arawaks.
Oh, okay,
we're talking about the real indigenous Bahamian that was born here, that grew up here, that eat peas and rice and a few fish and potato bread, the music, and our culture.
That's a lot of people who eat stew fish and like Bahamian culture. Because I know some people who've been here for like 40 years who love a Junkanoo. In fact, they are the engine of Junkanoo off McCullough Corner. But I digress. You go ahead. Tell me your story.
Well, I was speaking about the indigenous Bahamian, and then you have the Bahamian that's born here but grew up under another culture. Well, you could almost call them indigenous Bahamians as well. And then you have the paper Bahamian.
I'm just letting you know you mixed me up.
Oh, no, you got paper Bahamian. You got the fella that was born elsewhere, came here, liked here, bought a house or stayed here for a while, got married here, and applied for whatever credentials that he has. That is the paper Bahamian. You see? So there is different classes of Bahamian.
I'm just saying, go ahead.
Any further questions, Your Honor?
No, man. I can discuss exactly what you say right when you hang up.
Okay. All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, of course, man. I always enjoy when you call. So Canada got their independence in 1867, right? And the caller is saying that they had some kind of deal with the British government, right? After emancipation in 1834 to 38, and they said they wanted to purchase the Bahamas. I'm not familiar with that history, but some people might be that. And there seems to be the caller saying there's some kind of underhanded plot that they came to the Bahamas through the banks and own the Bahamas. Now, I cannot co-sign that or anything, but it was an interesting story, and I'm sure that there might be some kind of historical reference toward it, right? But the caller also went in detail trying to explain what is a Bahamian. He mentioned that there are three sets of Bahamian. Said there are indigenous Bahamian. It's not the Arawaks, he mean. Then he said there are Bahamians who were born here but have are of a different culture, some sub-extract. And of course, there are paper Bahamian, you use that. So those Bahamians who got citizenship. And he's basically was trying to say that because there are three different type of Bahamians, that each Bahamian, I assume, supposed to have different type of rights, right? But we'll play back that clip again, and then we go to that second clip also right afterwards. And I see you, caller. I'll talk to you on the next side of the two clips we're going to play. So play the first and second one.
And the Bahamians aren't prepared to stand up and fight and defend their own Bahamas, then you don't deserve to have it.
I'm staying. I think it is the question of what...
Not that one. The one what I sent earlier, which describe Bahamians and their entitlement. If you have it there, you can queue it up and just play it right there.
When it comes to the Bahamas, I guess it only exists because we have a constitution, eh? And there was a time I did a show when I asked about Haiti. And I asked the people, or I did a post. When you think Haiti, are we talking about the landmass Are we talking about nature, you know, the ground, the mountains, the rivers, the seas, the trees? Or when you hear Haiti, are we talking about the people? I think it is a combination of both, but more so, you know, the people. But it is a combination of both, in my opinion. And according to the Constitution, primarily, it belongs to the Bahamian people. Black, white, green, yellow, it doesn't matter. Bahamians. The Constitution only knows Bahamians. It doesn't, you know, discriminate that much on whether you're first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth generation Bahamian. If you are Bahamian, you are Bahamian. The rights and entitlements enshrined in there are for us all. And so persons of Jamaican descent, persons of Haitian descent, persons of Bayesian descent, persons of six, seven, eight, nine generation Bahamians all fall in the same boat. Secondary to them, with only not having the right to vote, is permanent residence. Oftentimes, you know, we talk about citizens, but people don't take the time to think about permanent resident holders. Those persons, we need to give them some shine and give them some light also, because persons with PR, they live here permanently. This is their home just as much as it is your home as a Bahamian. It is my home as a Bahamian. It is the Prime Minister's home as a Bahamian. Yes, there are some limitations with their legal status, and being a Bahamian citizen within itself is a legal status also. And people don't tend to look at it like that. You know, when we say legal status, you know, you're either a citizen of the country, a permanent resident holder, or somebody on some work visa, work scheme, yada, yada. But there's different tiers of legal status, and Bahamian citizenship is one of those legal status. So if we're going down the line, we cannot forget the permanent resident holders. Those persons have the rights to apply for business licenses. They have the right to buy land, to build homes, and to do almost everything and anything that we Bahamians can do without the right, you know, to vote or to run for high office in the country. And so I think when anything is being given out, Bahamians should never be overlooked. We're entitled to that because this is home, this is ours. I think no one should be allowed to do or be able to gain anything in the country.
And that was Luby George, who's a first-generation Bahamian here, but Bahamian all the same. And I said, let me reach out to him because I love his views, because he's a fighter. And he's the new version of Bahamians that we must embrace and fit into our society. And he has embraced the Bahamas. He loves the Kung Fritters. He loves the sauce. He loves the Johnny Cake. And he makes a mean stew fish. True Bahamian, right? Makes conch salad and everything. And he brought up a point that once you get that Bahamian citizenship, you are entitled to anything that is being rewarded or awarded to Bahamians. And I found that interesting as I analyzed that and say, yeah, because that means you true Bahamian. But I have another caller here. Patch the caller through. Let me ask them. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Brother Nui.
How are you doing today?
I'm all well. Let me see if I can help you. You see, and I have a tendency to agree with you sometimes because I agree with Luby George. See, Luby George is on first minute and can't lead a battleground. They fight for their people. Only Bahamian people to tear down Bahamian people. This is my Bahamian I'm talking about kind of crap. See, they fight for their people. They go to the United Nations and fight for their people. But being in the Bahamas, we want to destroy our own. Now, let me give you a little history and try to help my boys stop her. My granddaddy born in the island of Lucho in 1895. Migrated to the fifth largest island in the Caribbean, which is called Andres. They made my daddy, uncle, and aunt, et cetera, et cetera. They migrated from the island of Andres to New Providence, where they made me. So that means I'm a third generation Bahamian. My kids born in, I born in the island of New Providence. My mother born in the island of New Providence. My children, my brothers, my niece, everybody born on this island. Now, what Stopper was trying to say, we ain't going back way back, no Caribs and no bunch of that's nonsense, man. That's history. What Stopper is trying to say, yes, we had white Bahamians, people there a long time also. They were the slave masters and all the bad things they did us. And thank God our people are pastors. That's why the Bahamas is a blessed country. But Lady President, it's the only real leader we have in this country, you know. The blackers, open, listen to me, blackers. So Lady President say, if we don't fight this country, then we don't deserve to have it. Blackers. That's what I be trying to tell you. I don't know. The others can take this country from us. Because all we do, you know, this chat group talk about the nonsense one. Hey, this one, pay this one, victimize them. But we need to get election over. We need to get together and build houses. Government buying rental because the land and all the recent payments. My children can't afford to buy land. Do you mean? They're born. But the day they can repeat the land, hold and knock back. They don't sell land for foreigners. They don't have the right lease. Yes, we needed some money. But you're putting the land or the real payments. We can't afford to buy 100 by 100 land. $250,000 for $500,000. That's not right. The Quran, everybody, every citizen in the country entitled to acre land, you know, with title deeds. Go get a land where you are. And many people, you're like selling much. Make sure Nuri is coming into fruition. You cannot sell the land. That's inheritance, man. And that's all I can say on that, my brother. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, always, man. I have come across white Bahamians, Conquijo Bahamians, right? Who said, man, they are 8 generation deep. And have challenged me to come across a name, a black Bahamian family who can trace their lines to the Lutheran adventurers and say they have the bloodline of being inside the country longer than they, right? And said, surely that makes them more Bahamian or more entitled to the Bahamas than those who come here in the 1800s or the 1700s when they came here in the 1600s. Right? It makes them more Bahamian, more entitled. And in fact, they evoke that entitlement and remind you everywhere they go. You see it in all their advertisement and their business. That, man, we 8 generations. We ain't like y'all. Y'all just reach. I have another text here says, C.A. Nuri, I drive from Shirley Street on East Street, heading south. On each side of the road, there are more Chinese shops than Bahamians. I live on the Grove, and there are more Haitian mom-and-pop breakfast stands and 30 days galore. This place should be called Chahati. And I challenge the texter there, because the texter is trying to be humorous there. I am willing to challenge the texter to say, all of those who you see have shops have Bahamian passport. And if they have Bahamian passport and Bahamian citizenship, right? How dare you call them Chinese? They might look Asian and Chinese, but they're Bahamian because they have a legal construct and say that they're entitled to open up any store they want. They're entitled to open up any mom and pop shop all they want, right? So my point is, what is Bahamian? And if I either born here, first generation, or if I got citizenship, right? Surely, I is Bahamian and entitled to everything you entitled to, right? So that is one of the conversations I want to talk about. But I also want to talk about what is the Bahamian dream. I Googled what is the American dream, and since we tend to copy things, I say, hey, has University of the Bahamas, has the government ever decided to say, hey, let's put a definition to what is the Bahamian dream? And of course, I Googled and didn't find anything on the Bahamas. But I found something on the United States. And since the United States seems to be the sun and we seems to be the moon and reflect what is happening within the United States, I said perhaps we need a official definition of what is the Bahamian dream. And in essence, the American dream is the ability to work and get whatever you choose to get, right? A pursuit of happiness, basically, right? The idea that through your hard work and determination, through access, fair access, without any prejudice and discrimination, you can become prosperous. And that is the American dream. And I say, hey, how come we don't have a Bahamian dream? Or because of our proximity to the United States, that too is the Bahamian dream, to have access and have access to the resources that you are able to propel yourself forward and make a living and be prosperous in general. Let me see what this text says. Permanent residents did not give up their citizenship where they came from. They can go back home. Who's to stop them? Bahamians with citizenship have nowhere to go. I'm not sure where that text comes from because we're talking about Bahamians with citizenship, right? In contrast to, again, Bahamians who were born here. And then the first caller mentioned that Bahamians who are indigenous. And I was arguing that there's no such thing as indigenous Bahamians, particularly since a Anglo group came in before. Will they be considered indigenous, whereas Anglos don't be considered as indigenous in general? In contrast to a African descent population who came in sometime or closely later. How come one group is called indigenous and the next one cannot be called indigenous? But the question again is, whose Bahamas is this? And I have that next text playing, the third one. But let me read this text first and then you play that, right? Okay? Said, good morning, sir. You know what's just, you know what? Okay, but good morning, sir. You know what? Just give the Bahamas to Haitians with Bahamian passport because people like you will never stop your push. You ever ask a Haitian what is a Haitian? Y'all are sickening with this agenda. And see, I don't even know how do I answer that, right? But again, what is a Bahamian and what they should be entitled to? Whenever I travel to Haiti, I shall ask those Haitians that same question. But in the meantime, I shall ask Bahamians, since I am Bahamian, a Bahamian of long lineage here, and a Bahamian who have a legal construct to be here and voice opinions and to ask such questions. I want to know what benefits, what should I be entitled to, right? I see I have another text saying, do you see any Chinese hanging out at the fish fry? Well, I don't care if I don't see them at the fish fry. If they are Bahamian Chinese, they can decide to hang out under the dock. That's their choice because in this Bahamas, we give them rights to do whatever they want. I remember I asked the question to some junkanoos some weeks ago, saying, where are the Concordia and the white Bahamians regarding junkanoo? And the response was, they are where they want to be. They're Bahamians. They don't have to be in junkanoo if they don't want to. They don't have to be at the independence celebration if they want to, but they have the right to do such. So when you ask them, where are the Chinese Bahamians? They wherever they want to be. Because our constitution gave them that right. And all of these flippant conversations, right, where we don't want to give a person with Bahamian citizenship what is due to him is uncalled for. Because they're Bahamian, they're getting it anyway. We got to understand that. But the question is, whose Bahamas is this? Are we just stewards or custodians, that's a better, for persons who are still colonizers, who have more rights? Do gated communities have more rights than the Bahamas? Right? Can certain set of people break the law and get away with it or pay a fine, whereas persons who have Bahamian citizenship able to must get reprimanded? Is that what it is? But I want you to play that last clip about a certain set of persons who left the Bahamas against Linden, and I want that seep in and so we can analyze that. Go ahead, producer.
I'm staying. I think it is the question of what is the rightful place of a national in his own country. Those that have left came to perform a particular function on contract. Presumably, they left because those contracts expired. And more often than not, they would have expired because we were able to find on the spot, somewhere on East Street or the Bluff or in Governor's Harbor, to perform the functions that those persons once performed. I think there are many left. I think there will continue to be many, but the overall objective still is to advance Bahamians to the very top spots in this country.
The overall objective still is to advance Bahamians to the top spots. The overall objective is to advance Bahamians to the top spot. right? And that being behemoth, that means behemoths with behemoth citizenship, be they of Haitian extract, Jamaican extract, American extract, whatever it is. The overall theme is to advance behemoths to the top spots. That's the bohemian dream. That's the agenda of the Progressive Liberal Party. That's the agenda of Sir Lyndon Pinglin and that administration. That's the thread that should be running through the veins of FNM and PLP, and of course we could call the COI in that, to advance bohemians to the top spot. I have another text here that says, indigenous bohemians, in my opinion, I appreciate your opinion, but I like the law. And I like University of the Bahamas, because these are learned people who study these things and go into school to get academic terms. So this person said, indigenous Bahamians, in my opinion, is anyone who was here before July 10th, 1973. And everyone have opinions, right? That don't make no sense, but everybody have opinions, right? But I need either the University of the Bahamas or government in general to define it. In fact, they have defined it. The Constitution defined that there's only one set of behemoths. Behemian citizenship, full stop, right? Some people are born automatically with behemian citizenship, and then people who acquire behemian citizenship, and there are people who transition into behemian citizenship, but all have the same right. All equal underneath the law. But I have another caller here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Henry.
How you doing, man?
Okay, man. How you doing?
I'm always good, man.
Mr. Henry.
Yeah, man. I listen to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, my condolences to you. You're kin to Eugene Nuri, right?
I am kin. That's my cousin.
Your cousin? Okay.
That's Crooked Island Nuri, and I'm an Auckland Nuri.
Auckland, okay. Yeah. Because I'm listening and... Mr. Nuri.
I'm still here listening to you.
Okay. Do you think you're an infidel?
I don't even know what that word is. I never heard that before.
A person basically that when he ain't lawyered. Infidel to the Bahamas, an infidel to in a relationship, infidelity. You have your partner and you ain't up front and you're going with someone else. You're out with something else other than what you're supposed to be with.
Well, I don't think so.
Do you love the Bahamas?
These are peculiar questions. But yes, these are peculiar questions, I said. I do love the Bahamas.
Do you love being Bahamian?
I do love being Bahamian.
You got your passport yet?
No, I ain't got my passport yet.
Mean you're in the same position, though?
Okay.
I indigenous Bahamian, just like how you're supposed to be. I ain't sure if you're though, but you're supposed to be. Hey, Mr. Derry.
Mm-hmm, I listen in.
I've been trying just to get my passport, right? And it's like, I really want my passport because I'm a Bahamian, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I know I'm a Bahamian, and if I don't even get my passport and thing, I know I still is a Bahamian, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'd still be a good Bahamian, right? And I ain't going against Bahamas, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you have an opportunity to really make this place a good place, Mr. Nuri. You will be on the microphone. What kind of microphone that is you talking on in there? Post the other day, that's some Grant.
He's on that mic. Yeah, okay. But go ahead, make your point.
Yeah, my point is, Mr. Nuri, we had no 50, man. And you asking this question, what is a behemoth? Anybody who is a behemoth shouldn't even utter such words or they mouth. Because that's the pure death. What is a behemoth? That question comes from other than people who come here and then put the question, what is a behemoth? If you was a behemoth, you know what a behemoth is. It's that dumb question.
Now, I will engage you. As you know, the term bohemian is a legal construct. And that definition is the only definition in terms of what bohemian is. And a bohemian is, under the Constitution, anyone with a bohemian citizenship. Full stop. There's nothing else. No need to argue that. We know that's what it is. There's no need to extend and say, I believe, I think, whatever it is. It is what it is. Bohemian are those who have bohemian citizenship. Full stop. They're nothing else. So I am educating and edifying those persons who are not aware that the term bohemian is a legal construct. And I'm explaining what that legal construct what it is. Coincidentally, I can trace my lineage to the Bahamas, in the Bahamas, all the way to 1783, right? That's few people, white or black, or Chinese or Greek, can do that. But I can trace my lineage straight to 1783 and tell you who all begot who all to this line, right? But I'm just saying that just a matter of chance, you know, because most of people in the Bahamas don't know who their daddy really is. But I happen to be blessed to know who he is because we look alike, right? See him eyebrow and thing. Anyway, CA, Bahamians are tired of persons trying to discredit and devalue their ownership of this country called the Bahamas. The amount of other nationalities here, whether legal or not, needs to be seriously monitored. We have a right to protect our country as indigenous, see this indigenous, as indigenous organic Bahamians, for example. The illegal Haitian migrants have invaded the Bahamas under the guise of human rights, entitlement, and the like. They refuse to come correct and feel entitled to our land. We need to review our immigration laws and stop issuing citizenship like candy, but rather now consider only permanent residency rather than citizenship. I have no problem with that, right? And you just need to vote in the people who you want to establish policy. However, the Constitution governs us, right? And if you want to have the Constitution changed, you may have to get a referendum and change it. But right now, we are a land of laws. And I, as a person who has followed laws, and I like your people who like break up things and destroy things and can't think of any ideas how to replace things. It's a land of laws. And the question today is, what are Bahamians entitled to? What should we be expecting our government to be doing for us as Bahamians? And what, again, should we be doing to the Bahamas? Sitting there idly, not being productive, makes no sense. But we're going to take a short break here. This has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri, and we talking about what we supposed to be doing back for this country, man. We need to stop marching time. We'll be right back.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And the Bahamians aren't prepared to stand up and fight and defend their own Bahamas, then you don't deserve to have it.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri, and we have a discussion on what should Bahamians be entitled to, what should be our duty to our country, what is the Bahamian, what does majority rule mean, are we in charge of the Bahamas, or is this Bahamas belong to other people, and we're just, man, workers in this plantation. I see I got a text here, says, so my family can trace back to the Lutheran Adventurists and say the Cumbers. And, of course, there are two sets of Culmers. There are Culmers who were Conky Joe, white Culmers. There are Culmers who are of mixed heritage, so they're light-skinned Culmers. And then there are those blue-black Culmers who were enslaved and adopted the name. And I assume this texter really do his DNA test to find out, are you one of those Culmers who adopted the name? And now one say, man, we've been here a long time, when in fact, you just like us. We workers. We just come here. Anyway, I have another text here that says, CA, what's really sad is that after all of these years, we are still under the influence of the devices of slavery used by the colonizers to oppress us. It's amazing how quickly Bahamians jump on our back, our black brothers and sisters, when this issue of citizenship and naturalization, where did I go? Citizenship and naturalization comes up. In the meantime, these same Bahamians who get so fired up over this are comfortable with white foreign investors and companies that come in and exploit us, use up all of our natural resources and harm our environment. These same white foreigners get the maximum benefit from the Bahamas and leave much damage in their wake. They do far, far, way more damage to our GDP per capita, by extension our economy, than the Haitians or Jamaicans who ever can ever do. We accept it because truly the brainwashing of slavery had told us that white is right, the closest thing to indigenous Bahamians are the Lucayans, and even they migrated here. We need to wake up and start trying to help our black brothers and sisters and work with them rather than fighting amongst ourselves. Just tribalism, so you have as a hashtag, right? And one must also appreciate that Bahamian citizenship, Bahamian, encompasses both black, white, Chinese, Jews, and Gentiles, right? All of this makes up the Bahamas and what makes a Bahamian. And there is a narrative of some black Bahamians who have inferiority complex or who've been brainwashed, who believe that only black people could be Bahamians, only black people could be indigenous Bahamians. Whereas we have had people of different persuasion who've been here longer than some, right? But the question again is, whose Bahamas is this? Are you getting your fair share? Is the government doing what they're supposed to be doing in order to empower you as a Bahamian native or as a Bahamian citizen, right? Are you doing your job, working towards bettering the Bahamas? You know, there are a number of us who believe that they're entitled to the ham in turkey. They're entitled to the gift voucher, the food voucher. They're entitled to the MP coming and giving them things, tokens, right, for votes. And this is what is an indigenous people supposed to get, Bahamians supposed to get, right? They believe that's what the Bahamians are entitled to. They are Bahamians who believe that they're supposed to get first share whatever government contracts. They say, be Bahamians, and this is my what I'm entitled to, right? There are some Bahamians, especially now, who believe that they're supposed to go to every government party. And when I say, but I ain't get no ticket yet, they say, but you ain't vote for us, so you can't get access to government house, right? I have another text here that says, this issue is not about other black brothers and sisters. The fact remains, we have borders and laws which is being breached and broken daily. We must protect our leadership for true Bahamians, whether black or white or any other color. And I listened to that text, right? And I'm trying to entertain the word true Bahamians. Like, and that means Bahamian citizens again, wherever they decide to come from, whatever extract they come from. True Bahamians means statues have Bahamian citizenship. That's all it means, especially if it's looking by the law. So I found that entertaining that they included that term, true Bahamians. Say, so CA, three questions. Why don't Haitians invade Dominica? Mind you, we asked them what is Bahamian. I don't know why we're doing things. What is the Haitian religion? Like, I don't know why we're talking about Haitians again. What other country can you do this to? I don't know again why we're talking about Haitian stuff again. We're talking about Bahamians. And see, that means that there's a chip on that one shoulder. They're scared. What they're scared of, I know. Because we're talking about Bahamians, right? And in fact, right, if Celindon come today, be born of a woman, right, a Bahamian woman, and have that foreign name, I don't believe the Bahamians, seeing mindset, no. I don't believe Bahamians would vote for Celindon and say, no, but that boy is an immigrant. He ain't no indigenous or true Bahamian, or he ain't no, what the word is, not indigenous, what they call it? Or Gaddock Bahamian. So Lyndon Pinley got to go. But see, I ain't paying the pension of those simple-minded people. That's what simple-minded people are, no? I'm saying, what is it that we supposed to be doing as Bahamians? I have another caller here. Perhaps to call her through. Go ahead, caller. Caller, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, caller.
I put it like this. Just because you're a citizen don't necessarily mean you're a true Bohemian.
Let's pause there. Caller, let's have a conversation.
Yeah, you could be.
Call. Let's have a conversation. You hear me? See, you don't want to have a conversation. That's why I pause you. You see what happens? All he had to do was pause, and then I would ask you a question, and then the producer wouldn't have cut you. You still there, producer? You still there? Put a passion to the truth. Go ahead there. You want to have that conversation now?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. In the Constitution, only Constitution we're dealing with today, what is a Bohemian?
A Bohemian is someone who was born here and whose parents are legitimately Bohemian. But what I was trying to say before you interrupt me was simply this. You could be a Dolphins fan or a Chicago Bulls fan, but only pull for them when they win. You understand what I'm saying?
No, but go ahead.
Okay, well, because I know it's almost time to go, but my point is, you could be in this country, get the rights as a Bohemian, but advocate for other countries, yes, you can. You're legitimately a Bohemian, but you're not patriotic. You're not pushing for any ideas as a Bohemian. Is what I'm saying. Just because you're a citizen, don't necessarily mean you're a true Bohemian.
We ain't talking about patriotism. We just talking about Bohemian citizenship.
I'm simply saying, people come here every day, break the law, get citizenship to get particular benefits as a Bohemian, but they don't. Advocate for Bohemian culture. They don't advocate for nothing Bohemian. They advocate for whatever culture they came from. Yes, you can. So technically, you're right. They're Bohemian, but they're true natural Bohemians. They do nothing to benefit this country. They advocate. They make sure other persons come here. They break the laws. You could call technically they're Bohemian, but they're not.
There's no technical Bohemian. You're just Bohemian, or you're not Bohemian. That's the only point. I saw you use that football analogy. Say you could be Dolphins fan, but not a Patriot fan. But are you a football fan? Is the question. If you like the Dolphins and if you like the Chicago Bears, are you a football fan? And the conclusion is yes, you're a football fan. No, not considering what other team you picked for, choose for. The point is, are you a Bohemian citizen? That's it. Full stop. There's a period at the end of that. And I say that we have a duty of care to the Bahamas. And the Bahamas government have a duty of care to us, right? And I'm saying that we might need to do more. Because if we don't do more, other people are going to come and take it from us. So that's what the whole premise of this conversation is. CA, another question. Does your bloodline and DNA have anything to do with who you are today? Does your roots depict you are... Depict you are your birthplace? And by that, I'll say, yes, I am African. I have an African bloodline. I'm sure, the texter, you have an African bloodline because Africa is our origin. So I assume that's what you're talking about. Whether I am African, yes, I am. And assuming that you are African also, that yes, you are African too. CA, another question, a same question again. You send it twice. I understand. Let's see what this text says. Bohemians are not feeling connected to the land or the country in some respects because they see other nationalities receiving our citizenship when there is so many breaches surrounding their status. Getting here to the Bahamas, there is no confidence that, let's see where it is. There is no confidence that documents presented to get citizenship have been properly vetted. We all have heard about fraudulent documents, passports and affidavits, etc. We need to protect the Bahamas' bottom line. That's why we need to ensure citizenship is protected and not issue so willy-nilly. And right now, it appears that that is what happened. And it seems as if we may have an immigration problem. I'm not going to take away from that. And I'm hoping that our legal law enforcers are enforcing the law. However, if these people receive this paper document, sacred document, legitimately, then they're Bohemians. And we need to celebrate them as such. And just because you have doubt, don't mean that your doubt is valid. The idea is, if you can't prove it, you accept them as citizens and make sure they have all the rights awarded to them, especially as we move majority rule and as we evoke that one man has one vote and that democracy rules. We see another caller here. Go ahead, caller. Call it. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
How you doing?
Right here, man. I called, you know, I was telling to call you the other day, but I said, well, issues we need to face now. And that is what me, remember I said immigration is one. Now, you saying what is to Bahamian? And what, well, me, regarding that, let's say my grandma from, my grandpa, my daddy from Crooked Island.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say my mother from...
Speed it up.
From Exuma, and my daddy from Illusion. That's what I call a Bahamian. Now, if you got people coming to your country legally, by going to you give them a Bahamian passport, they to me, they love their nationality where they come from, you know. And that's what I notice a lot of. Take for instance, I'll say this.
Caller, I gotta go. I appreciate you, caller. I'll bring it up again for next week as we speak to my majority room. And I like to end with this. Thank God for Lyndon Penland. Thank God that Jamaican man came here and find that pretty Acklands woman and say, hey, I can big this one up. I can big this one up and have that Jamaican seed and make him be prime minister of this Commonwealth of Bahamas. This has been Guardian Radio. AM with C.A. Neary. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.